You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, Auckland Council had intended to restrict the hours and days that dogs would be allowed at certain beaches and parks, but after 8,000 submissions from the public, the majority in opposition to the proposal, the council has had to backtrack on this. Instead, they have increased the amount of time dogs are allowed on these beaches. Sam Sunstar is the founder of the Auckland Off-Leash Playgroup for Dogs and a self-professed crazy dog lady. She advocated very strongly against these changes, and for this interview, she started off by telling me why there was such an outcry against the proposed restrictions.
We pay huge licensing fees every year to have the privilege of having a dog or multiple dogs. But every year the council takes one thing away from us. So it'll be, no, you can't go off leash in this park, or you have to be on leash at this or times and whatever. So the general feeling amongst the dog owner population, and, you know, I can't speak for them, but I'm speaking on behalf, is that really we're getting less for what we pay. And so when this whole thing came up, I don't think Auckland Council realised what a furore they would actually encounter, because we are really passionate about our animals. So the general feeling was really, really not a good one, and that's why we went in to fight the good fight. I hope that answers your question.
No, absolutely. So now they've overturned this decision and actually made it more broad, yeah, friendlier for dog owners. How is that going to affect you and what you do?
Well, it actually affects me in a very positive way, because I run the Auckland Off-Leash Playgroup, as you know. If I get longer hours and more time to be able to train not just individual dogs, because I am also a dog whisperer, and so what I do is I train dogs on the beaches and in parks off-leash. For my group, it means great, because it gives us more opportunity for dogs to be dogs and for them to be safe and happy and well socialized. And for me, it's all about the dogs. So, yeah, I mean, I'm stoked. I'm really stoked that it went through. And I'm so grateful that all the hard work that we all put through and on it paid off.
So with those kinds of restrictions that were being considered, that could reduce the number of hours that dogs are getting that socialization with other dogs and around different environments. Is that potentially dangerous, or what kind of consequences does that have?
Utterly detrimental. It's like not letting your son or daughter go and play with other kids or go to kindy and just socialize with other kids, learn from them. You know, I'm extremely passionate about dogs, and my philosophy is, if you're an only child, you normally, if you don't socialise and you don't get let out into a group, a kindy or whatever, and with dogs it's exactly the same thing, you end up with a spoiled brat with a whole bunch of issues. So for me, potentially, if those bylaws had been passed, we would have ended up with a lot more problem dogs. I would have been doing a lot more work around sort of the harm that the council would have caused, because these dogs can't socialise at a reasonable time, and my group would be destroyed, and my mission is for the dog. So, you know, it would have been an absolute travesty. So I will say, and I'm putting hand on heart, and I'm not asking for any kind of, you know, props, but myself and many people here on the North Shore worked very, very hard and shouted very, very loudly that those proposed conditions were absolutely not acceptable.
Now, the council kind of made a comment after this saying it's important for them to maintain opportunities for owners to enjoy public places with their dogs alongside measures of responsible ownership and dog behavior, but they're also trying to balance people, specifically just people enjoying these areas. What do you think about that?
Well, that really makes me quite sad. So are they going to ban just the people and then the dogs, or the people with the dogs?
This is just something that they posed as a reasoning why they have those restrictions in place.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, okay, I'm going to pose a question at you. Okay, so if the changes in the hours that we were allowed and the changes in the number of months that we were allowed on the beach during sort of daylight savings, would you still be on the beach at 7 o'clock at night?
Probably not.
Probably not. No. And, you know, most people have small kids. They will have to have them in the bath, feed them, get them to bed. A lot of elderly people have companion dogs, and that's, you know, what I encounter all day, every day on the beach that I walk on. And I could not imagine half of these people going down to the beach at 7 p.m. at night. That is just plain ludicrous. So do you have dogs yourself, Laura?
I do. I have a German Shepherd Cross.
Wonderful. If you, let's say you take, what's your baby's name?
Jessie.
If you took Jessie down to the beach at 7 o'clock, there's no lighting. Kids have been digging the sand and made huge holes. Browns Bay Beach is littered with glass, and there are always hoons about, especially the youngsters, drinking, etc. Now, a single woman, elderly, taking her little poodle for a walk, what do you think potentially the consequences would be?
Mm.
She could fall into a hole, she could break an ankle, these guys could potentially hurt her. To me, it's a silly thing. I always say, would you take your kids down to the beach at 7 o'clock to walk them on the beach, because there would be nobody still sun tanning and swimming or whatever. They'd all be at home, you know, getting bathed and dressed and ready for bed and making dinner and stuff like that. So for me, it was, I don't know, had someone lost a brain cell somewhere and decided on some strange random time, 7 o'clock? You know, I've got two fur babies of my own, and I certainly wouldn't be walking them down there at 7 o'clock at night. So yeah, I'm glad that the restrictions were lifted and left in place, and that the time period that we're allowed to have free access to the beach has been relaxed a wee bit. So I'm stoked with the changes.
That was all my questions, but did you have anything else you want to add?
Dogs are not the problem. It's 9 times out of 10, it's the owner that's the problem. If there are nuisance dogs around on a beach or wherever, they need to contact someone like me, because I need to train not the dog, but them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.